Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been addressing the subject of the reality of hell. The past few days we have talked specifically about what the Bible says about the inhabitants of hell. Who is it that will end up in hell? Going verse by verse, we have looked at the following catalog of people who will be inhabitants of hell, and they include the wicked, those who forget God, religious people who count on their religious activities and works to earn them a place in heaven, the unforgiving, those who refuse to extend forgiveness to those who have hurt or sinned against them, and those who are not ready to meet God when they die. We call those spiritual procrastinators. They know what they must do to be ready to meet God, but they keep putting it off, thinking they can give their life to God at a later date, but they're not ready to do so at that time. Spiritual procrastinators will end up in hell as well. Today I want to talk about another type of person who will find himself in hell. That person is called a fool. The Bible defines a fool in Psalm 14:1 by saying, "A fool says in his heart, there is no God." The person who does not believe that God exists is called an atheist. However, the Bible calls that person a fool. And fools and atheists will find themselves in hell upon their death. Jesus told a parable about such a person in Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'Ah, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Jesus told this parable of the rich fool, and this person was consumed with amassing riches on the earth while blindly assuming that there exists no God who will act as his judge. Yet the time came for this man, and the time will come for every person when God will say, "Tonight, your soul will be required of you." In other words, tonight, this day, your life on earth ends, and your soul and spirit, which are eternal, will live on. But where will they live? The person who has said in his heart, "There is no God," will go to the place where he will be separated from God for eternity, and where there is eternal punishment. At the time of a person's death, and when they meet God face to face, no excuse of, "I didn't think you existed," will be acceptable to God. There was a man in England many years ago whose name was Sir Francis Newport. He was an atheist, and he was the head of an English infidel club, famous for their riotous parties and indulgences and hedonistic activities. He was heard to say on his deathbed, "You need not tell me there is no hell, for I already feel my soul slipping into its fires. You wretches, cease your idle talk about there being hope for me. I know I am lost forever. There have been many records of people who have denied God all of their lives, reaching that moment where they are on their deathbed, about to step over into that life where their body is dead, but their soul and spirit are about to separate and go into eternity. And those who have witnessed the deaths of atheists, those who have witnessed the death of those persons who hated God, who denied God's existence, who denied the existence of heaven and hell, have often observed a very horrible and fearful and terrifying end for those people. There's a man by the name of Dr. Rawlings, and he was a cardiologist or a cardiovascular specialist, and he was an intellectual man and an agnostic. He didn't believe necessarily in God and didn't pursue him either. But he was troubled after having witnessed countless times patients of his who had gone into cardiac arrest, where he had to apply CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, to try to get their heartbeat started again, to try to save their lives. And numerous occasions, he found himself very troubled because he saw something he could hardly believe. On numerous occasions, there were people whose pulse had stopped, who were revived by the resuscitation that was administered. And when they began to come back, they were screaming, "I'm slipping into hell. Save me. I'm slipping into hell." After watching this numerous times during his medical practice, he became more and more troubled. And he had also observed a very different response from Christian people who had died clinically and who had been resuscitated. And when they came back, the peacefulness that they had, the peace on their face, and the account that they gave of leaving their bodies and going toward heaven was undeniable. Dr. Rawlings experienced this over and over again in the many years of his cardiology practice. It drove him to begin to seek after God and to discover if there really existed a God and an eternity and a heaven and a hell. There is a reality that extends far beyond what we know on this earth today. When your physical body dies, you do continue to live forever. Every human being has eternal life in that sense, but their eternal destination is the only question. Will you have eternal life with God, or will you have eternal death? Never dying, never extinct, but you're continuing to live, but it's eternal death. It's eternal suffering. It's separation from God. It's torment, this place that we call hell. The word of God is very plain. God is not willing that any should perish, but instead that they should turn to God and receive the gift of eternal life. God doesn't want you to be like the rich fool in the parable that Jesus told in Luke 12, where you go about your life, perhaps you're successful in your business, you save up money, you build a fine home, your retirement account is growing, and you're looking forward to just living your life out, eating and drinking and being merry and not thinking a thought about God or about spiritual things or about whether there is a heaven or a hell. It's a very serious matter that every person must face. If you don't face it in your lifetime, you will most assuredly face it after you die. God wants you to take His free gift of salvation, His free gift of love, His free gift of forgiveness. It doesn't matter how deep and dark your sin has become. God is extending a hand of love to you and mercy to you and forgiveness to you if you will receive it, if you'll believe He is that God of love who gave His only Son to die, to take the punishment for your sins so that you could be free to join the family of God and become one who will live in heaven forever with God. It's God's desire for you. He loves you. Don't let another day go by without reaching out and saying, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I give you my heart and my life. Make me clean. I am giving my heart to you. Come in and be my Lord and Savior. And then begin to walk with Him. And He'll lead you in this life as well as in the life to come after your death on this earth. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the subject of the reality of hell. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.